if I remember right, I think some of those funds can be used for that, but they have to apply. And
so we need to let the people know.
And they should be aware of it. I think Wesley went to go get Miss Neely, so she's probably going to be the ones.
I was thinking that this was the funds that when there was a fire in the Montreal National Forest and it burned up gentleman's house, that somehow an individual also, if they were surrounded, that they could apply for them.
That I don't know. Good morning.
We were just wanting to, can you explain to us with the Title III monies that are not being used at this time? And I've got an amount that they've received since 2008 of, it's now at $205,718.55.
Correct.
Who can apply for those?
Basically, anybody in the county can apply for that. If you own property, let me clarify. Let's say, Mike, don't you own property adjacent to Mark Twain? Somebody does. So let's pick up two or three families, and their property is right up next to Mark Twain National Forest. So they can form what's called a Firewise community, elect a president, vice president, so on, have meetings, determine that they're going to build a fire break between their property and Mark Twain National Forest. They can pay for the meeting. Like you want to have food or something, you can pay for the meeting, and you can pay to have a dozer come in and plow that, what do we call it, fire break. You all would, they would have to submit all this to you, get approved as a Firewise community, and I'm not sure if you approve that or if Department of Agriculture, I think, has to approve them as a Firewise community. And then they would submit their plan to you, you would approve it, give them the money to do the work to create a fire break. Other people that can use it would be fire departments. If they go out and do work in the National Forest, I believe they can submit for it. Our own sheriff, I've asked him before, anytime he does a search and rescue in the National Forest, he can apply to get the Firewise community, the money, Title III money directly from you. My understanding is he gets paid more money by submitting in a different way, and I don't know, I don't understand all that. That's his area of expertise. But we've put it out there before. We had a couple of fire departments that tried to use it, but they couldn't meet all the parameters. It's very difficult. We're not the only county in the state that is having this problem. When they changed the laws years ago, we used to be able to distribute for a lot of things, like, say, Mark Twain School. They had sewer that was leaking over into Mark Twain National Forest. So we were able to give them money to repair their sewer to keep that from happening. In Bradleyville, I think we built part of their garage and we bought them equipment. So we were able to spend it on things like that because those fire departments served the National Forest. But then they changed it and said basically now you have to, it's for education. Schools can use it, but they would have to actually hire a teacher, have something after school hours, but no, you know, nobody really wants to go there. So I haven't been able to get anybody to go there either. But that's why it hasn't been expended. And I can tell you, I mean, I just spoke to the auditors, and it's all over the state that they're unable to use this money.
Is that federal or state?
It's coming from federal government. It's a pass-through from the state.
And it, does it also include core property?
I don't believe so, Mike.
I think it's just the
National Forest.
All right.
What happens with the money when it's unclaimed? Is it just...
At one time, we had an order in the statute that said you return it. I actually contacted the Department of Agriculture and talked to them, and they said, no, hold off on it. So then the law changed again to where we have to hold it. So we've been holding it for all these years and waiting for somebody to come along and use it. So it's kind of bad for us because we've got money that we can't use, but it's not hurting us really. It's just we have to make sure that we don't expend it and don't count on it.
So it just stays in the line item?
It just stays in the line item until somebody applies for it, or
somebody
hopefully...
That applies, it qualifies.
Right, somebody that qualifies can apply for it, or if the federal government comes along and changes that law, which is what a lot of people are hoping, that they'll do that. We are reporting it. Mike signed it the other day. We're in compliance with reporting it, so we just haven't been able to expend it for years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 453551 through 453623. Warrants 7149 through 7151 and two journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Approval of payroll. Move to approve payroll.
Did I get a second? We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for February 11, 2019.
Ms. White, did you make the changes on that? Or?
Mike has the actual.
Oh, okay. So there wasn't.
No, we didn't get a new one. It needs to be corrected that morning.
So you want me to just make a motion with changes regarding the
as corrected, as amended.
Yeah, as corrected. You want me to reference the specific line that it was corrected on?
Yes, that's good.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 11th, 2019 with corrections regarding the motion for Taney County Bridge Road Mountain, Round Mountain Road Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah, those changes have already been made on another document, so we just need that inserted. Is that right?
Or
do
That's
we need?
What?
Do we need to write it on that paper?
Yeah.
Who has that?
Who has what?
The corrections that we can write on this paper. Or you may just mark it out.
I understood Presley to say that she had typed it up already.
Okay.
And then so we just checked that.
It just hadn't been printed out. Okay. So we might just, yeah, reference that with the change I just made on that. We'll see.
Penalties and interest, parcel number 08903000000066.003.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry, that parcel number you read, is that the one that is for
Mr. Boucheri?
Boucheri.
Boucheri.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, based on what I understand and have researched, that the customer confirms that he received his tax statement on time. He received more than 30 statements, and they were all mailed to the same P.O. box, and he paid them on December 6th, all except for one. And the one he didn't pay, he says he sent a note or a letter concerning the assessment questions. I do not find that letter. If I do receive a letter with a check and the tax statements, I take it down to the assessor's office. So Chuck is here to say if he got a letter or if he knows what the customer was saying that he did not pay the taxes because of.
He had a pretty good increase, and from the take I got from the conversation was probably meant to come along sooner and talk to me about that. But anyway, we discussed, when he called in the other day, we discussed why the value was the value, and he seemed to be agreeable with the raise, that it was legitimate. And so...
You said the other day, did he call in before the end of the year?
No, okay. It was after he, I believe it was after he received his notice from Mona that he was late. And again, my perception was that he saw that and he thought, do something with this. And like things happen on my desk once in a while, got shuffled off to the side.
So there's no county error?
No county error to my knowledge.
Because of that, and because the customer acknowledged that he just didn't pay it because lack of communication, I said, I can't recommend penalties and interest be waived. Now the customer has paid the taxes as of February 7th. And he did pay the penalties and interest.
So then, due to the fact that there's no county error, and that's what we rule under is 52-240, I would make a motion to be denied.
Do we need to deny or just take no action?
It says that we have to...
If it's presented, we have to take action for the statute?
I'm going to...
I've got it under 52.240.4. Any taxpayer claiming that the county made an error or omission in determining taxes owed may submit a written request for a refund of penalties, interest, or taxes to the county commission or governing body of the county. If the county commission or governing body of the county approves the refund, then such penalties, interest, or tests shall be refunded in Section 139.031. The County Commission shall approve or disapprove the taxpayer's written request within 30 days of receiving said request. The County Collector shall refund interest and taxes. If the county made an error or admission, determining taxes owed by the taxpayer. That's what I...
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. And then there's a second one, and it is for a company called CPTT. It's asking for penalties and interest to be waived on three parcels, 08401700000018.003.004 and .005. I do have a warranty deed between Branson Northgate and CPTT, and it is in book 2016, page 43359, dated 12/20/16, listing lots 1 through 5. Ownership of 4 and 5 got transferred to the new owner, but lots 1, 2, and 3 did not. Those tax bills went to Branson Northgate for both 17 and 18 and remained unpaid. Whenever I sent out the late notices, the customer acknowledged them. He did come in and pay within his 15 days of not acknowledging the bills, but due to county error, they've asked for penalties and interest to be waived, and I agree with that since I did not mail the bills to the correct owner, and it was an error from a misdeed. But I also want to say that I found a tax bill for parcels 1, 2, and 3 to CPTT that he did pay. So it confused me, so therefore I'm feeling it may have confused the customer as well. He got parcels 1, 2, and 3, but not lots 1, 2, and 3.
And that would be that way because Mabian would have failed to have transferred it from the deed, so it stayed on that original showing all, so he would have thought he was paying them all.
I think it's two separate areas. This parcels 1, 2, and 3 is a different area, instead of the lots 1, 2, and 3. Lots 1, 2, 3 still went to the old owner as well.
Oh, okay.